Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schkap. In the epigraph of chapter 9, Hashem had forewarned of an upcoming reckoning that will hold accountable the kingdom of Yehuda, as well as the neighboring nations, those that are the circumcised descendants of Avraham, as well as the uncircumcised nations, warning them that they are doomed to fall at the sword of the conquering Babylonians. Malbim explained that the Jews presumed that circumcision was enough to secure the special hashgacha promised to their forefathers, but in having adopted the customs and norms of pagans, they had lost that special status. Now the 10th chapter picks up that thread, warning that the Israelites that rely on the omens of the zodiac or on the promises of their Gentile allies will only ensure that they will lose Hashem's protective shield. Ko amar Hashem el derech hagoyim al tilmadu, umeotot hashamayim al techatu, ki yechatu hagoyim mehema. Ki chukot hagoyim hevel hu. Ki etz miyar kerato, ma'ase yedei charash ba'ma'atzad. Bechesef ubezahav yeyapeyu, bemasmerot ubemakavot yechazkum, velo yafik. Do not learn the ways of the nations, or be terrified by the signs in the heavens, though the nations themselves are terrified by them. For the customs of the people are worthless. They cut down a tree from the forest. It is shaped with a chisel by the hands of a craftsman. They adorn it with silver and gold and fasten it with hammers and nails so that it will not totter. Yomiyahu mocks the reliance on the wooden idols, embellished with gold and silver and secured with hammer and nails, that can neither speak nor walk, can neither harm nor help. Ketomer mikshahema. Velo yidaberu, naso yenasu ki lo yitzadu, al tiru mehem ki lo yareu, vegam heitiv einotam. Like scarecrows in a cucumber patch, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them, for they can do no harm, and neither can they do any good. The prophet then opens with a paean to Hashem in verses 6 and 7. Me'ein kamocha Hashem, gadol ata ve'gadol shimcha begvura. Mi lo yira'echa melech hagoyim, ki lecha ya'ata. Ki v'chol chachmei hagoyim u'v'chol malchutam me'ein kamocha. There is none like you, Hashem. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? This is your due. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. Even the pagans will come to understand that there is one creator that controls all the forces of nature that they worship, and will, sooner or later, recognize the futility of their idolatry, as stressed in verses 8 and 9. Uve'echat yiv'aru v'yichasalu, musar havalim etzu, kesef meruka mitarshish yuva, v'zahav me'ufaz ma'aseh harash, v'yedei tzoref tchelet v'argaman levusham, Ma'aseh chachamim kulam. They are altogether proven senseless and foolish, instructed by worthless idols made of wood. Hammered silver is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Ufaz, the work of a craftsman and by the hands of a goldsmith. Their clothes are blue and purple, all fashioned by artisans. In contrast, V'Hashem Elokim emethu, Elokim chayim umelech olam, mikitzpo tirash aretz, velo yachilu goyim zeamo. But Hashem is the true God. He is the living God and the eternal King. The earth quakes at his wrath, and the nations cannot endure his rage. And then Yirmiyahu interjects a verse in Aramaic. Kidna tomerun lehom elehayu. Dishmaya ve'arka lo avadu. Ye'avedu me'ara umintrot shemaya ele. Rashi explains that this was a message sent in the vernacular to Hoyachin and his entourage, who were already exiled, held hostage by the Chaldeans, with whom they held theological debates. Their pagan captors tried to persuade the Jews to abandon their faith in Hashem. And when they resisted, they tried to force them to assimilate into their society and compelled them to bow to their idols. Yirmiyahu therefore guides the Jews. Thus you are to tell them, these gods who have made neither the heavens nor the earth will perish from this earth and from under these heavens. Beyond helping them win the debate, Yirmiyahu was concerned that the exiled Jews would gradually lose their identity and their religion, yielding to social and economic pressures. Therefore, he continues arguing for monotheism and against primitive superstition, pointing to the wonders of natural law in verses 12 and 13. Hashem made the earth by his power. He established the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he thunders, the waters in the heavens roar. He causes the clouds to rise from the ends of the earth. He generates the lightning with the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Malbim notes that life on earth depends on the cycles of precipitation. Yirmiyahu points to the unseen power that oversees the evaporation of salty waters from the oceans that cover much of the planet, and who benevolently directs the irrigation of sweet waters that sustain animals and plants. That invisible hand purifies the air, bringing oxygen to his creations. The pagans, on the other hand, confuse the art with the artist, as indicated in verse 14. Every man is senseless and devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his molten images are a fraud. There is no breath in them. Yirmiyahu contrasts the foolishness of pagan superstition with reverence for the one almighty creator who encompasses and sustains all beings and who has chosen Am Yisrael as his elect messengers. Hevel hema ma'aseh tatuim be'et pkudatam yovedu. Locheile chelek Yaakov ki yotzer hakol hu. V'Yisrael shevet nachalato, Hashem tzvakot shmo. They are worthless, a work to be mocked. At the time of the reckoning, they will perish. Not so the portion of Yaakov, for Hashem forms all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Hashem tzvakot is his name. Yirmiyahu warns the arrogant conquerors that their downfall will surely come and the oppressed Jews will prevail. Then comes an obscure message in verses 17 and 18. Ispi me'eretz kin'atech yoshevet b'matzor. Kicho amar Hashem, ineni kolea et yoshvei ha'aretz b'pam hazot. According to Rashi and Mitzudot, Kin Atech is a reference to merchandise, as it is used in Mishle, in the Ode to the Eshet Chayil, which describes the woman dealing with a merchant, V'chagor natna laknaani. Thus, Yirmiyahu is warning the survivors in the besieged city of Yerushalayim to gather their goods from the land, to take it with them when they are cast out of the country, lest it be taken by the Chaldeans. Gather up your wares out of the land, you who abide in the siege. For thus says Hashem, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and I will distress them that they may feel it. And then the prophet interjects a lament for his nation and his homeland. Oili al shivri, nachla makati, ve'ani amarti ach zecholi ve'esenu. Woe to me because of my brokenness, my wound is grievous. But I thought, this is my sickness, and I can bear it. It seems that Hashem joins Yirmiyahu as he mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim, the scattering of her citizens, and the extent of the calamity. And he places the blame on the ignorance and obstinance of the leaders in verses 20 and 21. Ohali shudad v'chol meitarai nitaku, banai yatzauni ve'enam, ein note od ohali umekim yiriyotai. Ki nivaru haroim ve'et Hashem lo darashu, al ken lo hiskilu v'chol marit am nefotza. My tent is destroyed and all its ropes are snapped. My sons have departed from me and are no more. I have no one left to pitch my tent or set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become senseless. They do not seek Hashem. Therefore they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. But this reverie is interrupted by the uproar of an invading army. And Yirmiyahu can only plead that Hashem will restrain the full measure of his rage. He begs in the name of his people, Yasreini Hashem, Ach b'mishpat, al be'apcha, pentamit eini. Hashem, correct me, but in measure, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. The chapter closes with a familiar prayer, a variation of the verse cited at the Pesach Seder when we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. It is echoed in the 79th Psalm. Shfoch hamosra al hagoyim asher lo yeda'ucha ve'al mishpachot asher b'shimcha lo karau ki achlu et Yaakov ve'achluhu ve'yichaluhu ve'et naveu heishamu. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the clans that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Yaakov. They have consumed him and devastated his homeland. Nadim explains the resounding sound three times. Achlu ve'achluhu vayechaluhu, as a subtle reference to the three times Nebuchadnezzar attacked Yehuda until he finally laid waste to the entire kingdom. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.